In the news, Health Minister Dev Matthews says she can't do anything for a Keswick mother of two who's fighting to get coverage for a life-saving cocktail that's treating her pancreatic cancer. This week we've been telling you about Lydia Toporowski's battle for FOLFIRINOX, a drug that's approved in British Columbia and on a case-by-case basis in Quebec, Alberta, and Manitoba. Libby Znaimer spoke with Health Minister Dev Matthews, and she didn't hold out any hope.
There is no recourse for this woman. We have to let the process work.
That means 48-year-old Lydia Toporowski will have to come up with $3,400 a month for the drug cocktail, which has been dramatically shrinking the tumors on her pancreas and her lungs.
That's harsh. Because living in Ontario, you think things would be covered, especially if something is working for someone. That's sad.
But Health Minister Deb Matthews had another suggestion.
I'm sad to say that that if a drug is not approved for use in Ontario, then there are other combinations of drugs that are highly effective.
Unfortunately, that's not true. If there were highly effective treatments for metastatic pancreatic cancer, the survival rate would be higher than 6%. The evidence published in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that patients on FOLFIRINOX lived 4.3 months longer on average than those on standard treatment, which is why the cocktail is covered in BC and on a case-by-case basis in three other provinces.
I'm fighting for my life, basically. I want to be here for my kids, and my son's 14 and my daughter just celebrated her 16th birthday. There's no other choice I have.
I'm Libby Znaimer for the new AM 740.